walking around. There's a real buzz about the fight tonight. Obviously, the atmosphere is second to none. We absolutely love coming to the arena. A lot of nerves, a lot of tension ahead of this fight. It's a real tough one. Acid test for Josh Warrington.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's an awful lot of criticism around in boxing of certain matchmaking, of people being matched too easy. That is not the case tonight with Josh, is it?
You know, I don't think that's ever been the case. I mean, I think the last fight against Denis Tubiron was probably his easiest fight yet. But now this is a kid who has come up through the small hall system with Steve Wood. He's never been given anything, really. You know, he's had to fight the Commonwealth title in the kid's backyard in Hull. Then he fought Rendell Monroe. Then he fought Martin Lindsay. Then he changed for the European title. So, you know, he's got a bit of a reputation for, oh, he's a big ticket seller. But, you know, he's actually a world-class fighter as well. But you only find that out by fighting world-class opposition. And tonight, he's in with a real world-class operator in Joel Brunker. So we're going to get a lot of questions answered tonight, and I'm very excited to see how the fight plays out.
Definitely. Now, Brunker, we've seen before, he came across here. Lee Selby did beat him. Lee Selby, a very special talent who is on the show later on today, in fact, at after 1 o'clock. But Joel Brunker is a very, very tough guy, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a perfect fight for Josh, and a very tough one. I think, you know, I said earlier in the week to someone, Josh's style mixes with anyone because he's an aggressive fighter with a tremendous work rate. So if you're a counter-puncher, Josh will still make an interesting fight because he'll be on you non-stop. If you're a fighter that likes to come forward, well, even better, because Josh will be right in front of you. And that is what Joel Brunker is. He marches forward with his hands up, bobbing. And that really, that style played perfectly into the hands of Lee Selby, who is a fantastic boxer, mover and counter-puncher. So, you know, interestingly, talking about Selby, who, you know, was a wonderful performance against Yevgeny Gradovich to win the IBF world title, and he boxes on October the 14th in America. And people talk about the Warrington and Selby match, but after the Selby's demolition of Yevgeny Gradovich, he went to another level. But ultimately, you know, if Josh Warrington can beat Joel Brunker tonight, then he can go to another level as well. But he needs the credibility, Josh Warrington, to be involved in a fight like Lee Selby. And he only will get that through fighting world-class opposition.
He does. Now you said the atmosphere is building in Leeds. It is a bit special. These nights at the arena, the atmosphere in there, you talk about levels, it does go to another level entirely, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, myself as a promoter and us as a family, you know, we've been promoting sports for 30 years. And we live off passion. We live off energy. We live off emotion. And that's what this city appears to be all about. You know, I can't tell you I go to Leeds United games or Leeds Rhino game, but obviously I'm there for the Josh Warrington. And the way these people get behind their own, it means something. And when you look at their faces in the arena, you know, sometimes the shirts are off, being swung around the head. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people are just literally tears in their eyes and emotion because it means so much to them. And that's so rewarding as a promoter, but also from a TV spectacle as well. It's great to watch because you tune in and you just go, wow, look at this. And you know, it's great to put on a fight that is so competitive rather than just sitting there knowing the outcome, because now the fans can sit there and literally every single noise they make will be pushing Josh Warrington on to get over the line against Joel Brunker.
It certainly will. Now, you mentioned family there. Just before we look at the rest of the card tonight, we asked for questions for you on Twitter earlier on today, and we got one from a chap on Twitter called @BarryHearn. He's put a question for Eddie Hearn. Do you feel guilty sending your dad to Texas when you're having a great night in Leeds?
Well, it's interesting. When Jamie McDonald's rematch came up with Tomoki Kamida, and they gave us the date of September the 6th, originally the fight was supposed to be in New York. And I'd booked a flight to leave the UK at like 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday and arrive in time for the flight. Then they switched the flight to Texas. And unfortunately, being in Leeds, it was impossible to get there for the Sunday. So last time Jamie McDonald beat Tomoki Kamida, my old man was out there. So lucky charm, he got sent again, Corpus Christi, middle of nowhere, while we're here enjoying the night in Leeds. But a huge night for another great Yorkshire fighter tomorrow live on Sky Sports, Jamie McDonald, in a rematch of one of the fights of the year.
Yeah, it is a massive fight. We will look at that in a moment. Just looking down the card tonight at Leeds, the return of Martin Murray in the WBA Intercontinental Super Middleweight bout against Jose Miguel Torres.
Yeah, I mean, Martin Murray's been so active lately. This is his third fight, I think, in probably about 8 weeks. And a tough fight against Torres. You know, I saw Torres Boxing America. He beat a 16-0 Patrick Majewski. And he also went eight rounds, I think, or seven rounds with David Lemieux in Canada. And I was there for that fight. He can really punch. And his game, he went down against Lemieux probably about six or seven times and kept coming and hurt him as well in the fight. So he's going to be very wild early on. I just feel Martin Murray's really got the bit between his teeth in the super middleweight division. And what a great time. You know, you've got Callum Smith against Rocky Fielding coming up. You've got James DeGale, world champion, George Groves in big fights. You know, Martin Murray now knocking on the doors. It's a great time for British super middleweights. And Martin Murray has his first real test tonight at Leeds Arena.
Yeah, that division is really exploding at the moment. And it'd be great to see Martin as a part of that. He's been, in my opinion, one of the most talented British boxers over the last few years. But he's one of these guys that won't duck anyone, will he? He will fight anybody. And he's done that. Yeah, he's fought them all over the world.
Well, look at the fights he's been involved in at middleweight. I mean, he boxed Felix Sturm to a draw in Germany. Most people felt that he should have got the decision on that fight. Then he went to Argentina and fought Sergio Martinez. He won that fight. I mean, in my opinion, there's no doubt about it. And they gave it to Martinez, as you would, in Argentina. And then he went to Golovkin, and I think he got stopped in, what, the 11th round? After being bombarded early on and somehow hanging in there and having success himself. So I'd like to build Martin Murray in the UK. I mean, we are looking at the Arthur Abraham fight as well in Germany, but you know, he's got big support here, and his style is very friendly, and he's a great bloke, and I think we can build him into a big star in the UK. So, you know, personally, the fight that I love is Abraham against Murray, but stylistically, I also love George Groves against Martin Murray as well. I think it's a great fight. So, first things first, let's deal with a very dangerous Jose Miguel Torres tonight, and then they're the kind of fights you can expect Martin Murray to be involved in end of 2015, early 2016.
Definitely. He's very similar to Josh. We've had Martin on the show before, and as much as Josh has the links with Leeds United, with Leeds Rhinos, Martin Murray coming from St Helens, of course, a massive rugby league town, and I know he's very close with a lot of the players down at Saints, and they beat the Rhinos last night, so I'm sure I'll be giving Josh a bit of stick tonight as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's very, very popular, and we've seen that with his ticket sales as well, but I think the attraction with Martin, just like the attraction is with Josh Warrington, is he's just a great bloke. You know, he's a great bloke who's worked for everything he's got, and now he's on the verge of challenging for world titles. So he's very likeable, and I think the people, you know, they understand that. They get behind it, and, you know, I think he's had a huge future in the 168-pound division.
Definitely. Now, looking down the card, there's Tony Bellew on there, Cal Yafai, Jason Cunningham. Those two, of course, meeting shortly for the British title if all goes well tonight. But for me, a fight that could steal the show tonight, Andy Townend against Lee Glover. Handily captioned, is it the Tipton Slasher or something? But two boxers, Andy Townend, I know a lot about. I've announced Andy a good few times. Mm. And just believe me, people, watch that fight. It's the first live fight on Sky tonight. Andy Townend has got serious power, and so has Lee Glover. That fight will go off, in my opinion, Eddie.
Do you know what? I love these little English title fights because for those boys, it means absolutely everything. I mean, they're two guys that have, you know, generally boxed on smaller hall shows. Tonight, they get the chance around 8 p.m. to box live on Sky in front of 9,000-10,000 people, and they will give you a show. You know, there are prima donnas in all sports. These two are definitely not two of them. So, you know, ultimately, sit back and enjoy that one. Like you say, I've watched Andy Townend on YouTube. I've never seen him live, and I've seen him. What a style. What an all-action style. Can really punch. But Lee Glover's got nothing to lose as well, so he's going to go for it. And that's a really, really interesting fight that will be on the live feature on Sky.
It certainly will. Like I say, I've been telling people about Andy Townend for a good few years now. I've watched him take out the likes of Sean Dodd, and these guys have come across to Doncaster where Andy tends to box at the Dome. With every view of our, we'll knock him over and move on to the next one. And he stops them. And the kid's got real power, and he will go for it tonight. So, yeah, first fight on Sky, Andy Townend, Lee Glover. Keep an eye out for that one. Now, moving away from the show tonight, you mentioned it already, Callum Smith against Rocky Fielding. That is a fight that I am so excited about, really looking forward to that. Two guys that have been on collision course for a while, and you've got that fight made, Eddie.
Yeah, November the 7th at the Echo Arena. I mean, I can't wait. We've sold most of the tickets already. It's, you know, it's a fight that's, as a promoter of both fighters, it's always quite difficult to make, not because the lads don't want it, but because obviously it's my job to push them in the right directions. And, you know, they're both so close to a world title fight. You know, many said, oh, do you not think they'd be better off, you know, going their own separate ways. But I just feel like when you've got a chance to make these big domestic fights, you've got to jump on them. And, you know, we see, like, with the likes of Brook and Khan and Frampton against Quigg, and, you know, if they're so hard to make once they get to the top level because of people's egos and demands. But when you've got a chance to make a fight like this now, then I think jump on it. And we've done that. You know, both guys are, you know, been making a hell of a lot of money, and good luck to them as well. And, you know, like I said, just everything on the line in that one, the British super middleweight title and the WBC silver title. But more than that, you know, Callum Smith's number one in the WBC after the Groves fight, you know, and Rocky Fielding, I think he's number five with the IBF, and he's number seven with the WBA. And it's a world-level fight between two very talented, young, undefeated British fighters.
Yeah, it's certainly a very, very exciting one. One question we had from Steve Lamb, MBE, on Twitter. When will Luke Campbell be out next, and will he feature on the O2 show on the 12th of December?
He might be, actually. We originally looked at October the 24th, which is the Kell Brook card, which is announced this week. But Luke's just got married, so he's in Mauritius at the moment, enjoying himself on honeymoon, and we're meeting up when he gets back. But I think there was an outside chance of October the 24th, but... Now, we have two big cards in November in Liverpool, and one, Anthony Crawler, fighting against Perez for the world title on November 22nd, and the big O2 card on December the 12th with Joshua against Dylan White. So, you know, he can take his pick, really, as far as Luke Campbell's concerned, after his great performance against Tommy Coyle, and really getting close now, Luke Campbell, to the major fights. I think probably one more, and Luke Campbell will be in a world title fight or a final eliminator. I think he's nearly ready to go.
Yeah, we're certainly looking forward to that here at Radio Yorkshire. You mentioned it there, the Sheffield show announced this week, Kell Brook taking on Diego Chavez in the defence of his world title.
Yeah, I can't wait for that fight. I mean, you know, you've only got one look at Diego Chavez's record, and two, more importantly, watch him fight. I mean, he's a big, big handful. I actually said that I feel like this fight is the toughest fight of Kell Brook's career. And people said, do you not think the Sean Porter one was? I think no. Look at the style of Diego Chavez. He's in your face non-stop, coming off a draw with Tim Bradley, the WBO world champion. You know, he was beating Brandon Rios till he decided to stick his elbow on him and get disqualified. He gave Thurman all he can handle. And this guy is very, very dangerous. It's a very dangerous fight for Kell Brook. And, you know, we're going to build a huge card in Sheffield on October 24th. And also, we're going to have the Tyson Fury-Vladimir Klitschko fight shown live on the big screen in the arena. It's kind of a first, I think, for British boxing in that respect, and live commentary as well in the arena from the likes of Carl Froch and all the Sky team as well. So a very, very special night coming to Sheffield Arena on October 24th. Tickets go on sale on Monday.
Definitely. Now, you mentioned earlier on Anthony Joshua next week down in London fighting Gary Cornish. Also on the bill is Dillian White, who we'll have on the show a little bit later on today, talking about next week. Now, you've come in for a little bit of stick on social media this week for what's been going on with Dillian White's opponents next week. Can you explain exactly what's happened there, Eddie?
Yeah, I think in probably 5 or 6 years of matchmaking, I have never worked so hard to try and finalise an opponent for someone in my life. I mean, making a fight with an undefeated heavyweight who is very good is very difficult. I mean, we see it with Joshua. But Dillian White is... You know, he's a real consummate professional, Dillian White. I mean, he's been at a Kronk gym in Detroit for this camp for his September fight. And he had very specific requirements in terms of the opponent he wanted for September the 12th, obviously, in good preparation for the Joshua fight. We had Dominic Gwynn, which I think was a good choice, and Dillian accepted that tall experience, giving the rounds. And about 4 or 5 days ago, Dominic Gwynn became ill and pulled out of the fight. So then we looked again, and obviously with 10 days to go, it becomes very difficult. The money starts going up, and, you know. So we luckily, yesterday, got Brian Minto, who's a very experienced heavyweight that Dillian was happy with as well. And, you know, it just makes me laugh on the social media because people say, oh, I know, you know, we know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make Dillian look bad in the fight and give him poor preparation. The fact is, I want Dillian White to look like Muhammad Ali at the O2 next week, because it builds the fight incredibly well with Anthony Joshua. So he'll fight Brian Minto. I managed to get him a title fight as well, WBC International Silver title. So all is set, and Joshua's ready to go. I was with him yesterday. He's in fantastic shape. Gary Cornish, 21-0, undefeated as an amateur and a pro. And the word coming out of his camp from Alex Harper is that he looks sensational. And they feel a little upset up there, but they have a huge task ahead of them in Anthony Joshua. I mean, he looks like he's getting better and better and better.
Yeah, huge task in every sense of the word. Let's be honest about it. Now, I've been hearing that Dillian's been to use a Carl Froch term, chopping trees down over in the Kronk gym in America. He's been fighting every day, sparring every day, and looking very, very strong. He's a powerful guy, and that, I don't think it actually needs building up that big. That, for me, is a really big fight.
Well, if they both win on September 12th, you know, the date is set for December the 12th, and that'll be for the British and the Commonwealth heavyweight titles. It is a massive fight because, one, they're two excellent young unbeaten heavyweights, but two, they have the history. You know, Dillian White beat Anthony Joshua in the amateurs. He knocked him down when they were both at the novice stages, and they don't like each other. And they're heavyweights, and this sort of stuff sells. And, you know, I've got a lot of time for Dillian White. I mean, he wears his heart on his sleeve. I mean, he's given me a few choice words over the last couple of weeks. It's good fun and game. But, you know, on a serious note, he invests in himself. He's a big believer. And this is a very, very dangerous fight for Anthony Joshua. You know, Dillian White, now we're in a stage of Anthony Joshua where these people are coming to stick it on your chin. And Gary Cornish, for one, is 6'9", he's 18 stone, and he can punch. And he's not going to be hiding in the corner. He's going to be trying to let his hands go. And Dillian White doing the same thing. And when you get hit on the chin at 17, 18 stone, anything can happen. So now we're in the danger zone. And it's a very exciting time.
Certainly is. Now, last word, just before I let you go, Eddie, if you could. We've mentioned it already, but we do have one of our fellow Yorkshiremen fighting over in America tomorrow, defending his world title in a rematch of one of the fights of the year, let's be totally honest. A quick word about Jamie McDonnell.
Jamie McDonnell, as you know, Phil, he's one of the nicest blokes you could ever possibly meet. He's also one of the most underrated fighters in world boxing. He doesn't really care for credibility and exposure and profile. He cares for fighting for money and winning and supporting his family. And his game plan to his promoter is very, very simple. Get me the biggest fight, the toughest fight, for the most amount of money. And that came in the way of Tomoki Kamida last time out. He travelled to Texas, you know, WBO world champion against WBA world champion. And, you know, ultimately, he won a very close fight. And now he's gone back for the rematch. Reason being, there's a huge amount of money at stake. So he's there. I think he's better prepared. He has Dave Caldwell in the corner. I think he's going to do an even better job this time. But, you know, Jamie McDonnell, he won the world IBF bantamweight title against Julio Cesar in Doncaster a few years ago. Cesar just won the WBC super bantamweight title. So, and he's beat Kamida. He's beaten a lot of the top boys in the division. And you've got to love Jamie McDonnell. You know, he's just, him and his brother are just a great little double act. And that fight will be shown live on Sky around 9 p.m. tomorrow night. So, you know, sit up and get behind him, because one, it'll be a great fight, and two, he really is one of the big stars of British boxing, even though he doesn't shout about it.